This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, bless you.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks like? you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Harry's sick. Obviously, Bazinga.
You seen the podcast he does with his wife?
I can't, man, because they just argue.
Have you seen the clips, though?
Yeah.
Bro, they get so much hate for that podcast, bro.
Why?
Bro, all the Sidemen fans hate Ethan's wife, you know?
What do you mean?
Is this the one where they were talking about the thingy names?
Yeah,
I saw the comments in that clip. It was crazy.
She saying she didn't want to take his surname.
Yeah. But there's bare clips.
And people calling him abusive in that.
I
was looking in the clips here. People are like, controlling. Because he was like, you know what I mean? For him, he's like, I want my wife to have my last name. Mm. Bro, like when you see, I was sitting in there thinking, you know, you don't have to watch something back, yeah?
Because
you're
But I hear what she was saying, though, in the sense of, what was the argument again?
Probably like something like she doesn't want her name to be lost or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's what all girls
say. That's calm, you know what I mean? Then, you know what I mean? Let's just not get married.
Don't marry
someone with your same name.
Yeah.
No, because if it's... Wait, hold on a second.
Or just don't be a girl.
No,
that's
but...
That's possible nowadays.
No. My point is...
That's what they're doing nowadays.
No, when I see stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I see it as this, yeah. She's not in a place where she's comfortable to just take his name. What? Regardless what they're arguing about. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You can show us this argument all you want.
What do you mean she's not comfortable?
No, she's not comfortable. It's just something she doesn't. It's not even about comfortability. It's just something she doesn't want to do because of whatever beliefs she has.
Which is, yeah.
So she will never be comfortable. So being comfortable is like, there could be a situation where she could get to a point where she's comfortable enough to do it. From what I heard, she was like, you know what I mean? I just want to keep my name. That's what I want. And for me, I'm always saying to people like, that is fine. I just feel like these are conversations people should have long before they get to that point.
And also, do you think that's the first time they had a conversation?
Probably.
Nah, no way.
No, actually, no. The way he was talking, yeah.
Because he brought up like a certain that they've been that's been ongoing,
and then they decided to have the conversation on camera.
Yeah. But I haven't watched the full episode. I've seen it.
But the question is, you know what I mean? They may have had this conversation before, but at what point? You know what I mean? Is it something that was had early on, or is it something you've decided to have a conversation about when you're thinking of getting married? Because I feel like that's too late.
Another reason to my point, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just before people try to slay me and say I'll take this pandering. No, they have a baby.
Yeah,
they're not married. Mm-hmm. So there might be that too. But I know I should take your name because we have a baby together. Mm. But no, I don't want to take it. I don't want to lose my name.
What?
What do you mean?
Because if they don't stay together.
But I'm not going to lie to you, Taze. That example, what?
No, because you know like sometimes, yeah.
Because you've
had
a baby with someone, does it?
If you don't stay together, then you change your name back.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it. Do you know how long that takes,
bro? No, I'm saying, but you...
Depot.
Do you know how long that process takes?
I'll be all right. Don't take the light.
Someone knocking the door.
Yeah, but you're only saying that because you're not the one that has to do it. I'll order food.
What did you order?
Thank you. Chinese.
Yeah, but that way he asked me if I eat pork.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're only saying that because you're not the one that has to do the process.
I put it this way. So the baby, whose surname has the baby got now?
Double barrel.
Is that what they said?
No, I'm saying that's what it will be.
I think her name is Faith Kelly.
What do you mean not necessarily? So I guarantee she said...
Payne Kelly's a
no, I guarantee the child has her last name and his last name.
You can't guarantee that. You don't know.
No, I'm saying I can find out, and I guarantee they have both.
I'll find out.
Because if she's big on names, she's not letting have her name.
It might be her name in terms of her family name. Because remember, her family name is gone. Thank you, man. Cheers, bro.
My guy, man. Good to see you.
Yeah. Now, for me, I say
Brent, you haven't got... Sorry, man. I asked him for a fault, but I don't think he put one in there.
You know what I mean? Each to their own and all. And I think with situations like that, I just feel like most people just don't ever have those conversations soon enough. It then becomes a point of contention later on. You know what I mean? Where you're having these conversations when you want to get married. Like, I want this. You people should have discussed this from time ago.
Yeah, 100%.
Sorry to cut you, Keith. My thing is with this whole
taking surnames and stuff like that is like, I don't know, man. It's like, there's all the, like, people just want to pick and choose
what parts of tradition
when they want to take certain parts of tradition. Yeah, because when it comes to the wedding, like, I'm sure I'm going to be paying for most of it.
You know, like that.
But what am I going to say to you? Oh, I don't feel like paying for most of the wedding.
Or
even the engagement.
They'll tell you you're not ready to get married.
Not even just the wedding, bro. Even now, bro. I'm sure he's going to finance the most of what's going on.
But even the engagement ring, you're going to buy her an engagement ring, right?
Like, you're going to want him to get on his knee and say.
But then you don't want to take my surname. Like, allow me, man. Because even as it gets on nowadays, it's kind of like when people are looking at marriage, there's this whole thing where people talk about, men are saying they don't want to get married. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, man. Men are saying they don't want to get married because of, like, the benefits of, like, money, whatever. And I've heard, obviously, women argue and say, not all of you are rich. Cool.
Yeah, but if I'm not rich, that's more of a reason to not get married. I ain't got much left.
No, but which is a fair point. But at the same time, that's not the truth of the matter, because it's still, when you're married, someone is still entitled to what you have. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
So, for example, Eddie Murphy made a joke and he was like, half of 500 million is 250 million. Yeah. You're still cool. Half of 40,000
is 20 racks.
20 racks. I'm feeling that way more than my man over there.
That's what I'm saying.
So, because even stuff like that is like, it doesn't make sense, bro, because, my thing is, it's tradition, isn't it? If you're someone that's like, I'm bun tradition, I don't care about tradition, I don't care about surnames, I don't care about marriage, I don't care about wedding rings, I'm like, calm. Because we're in that wheelhouse where no one cares about anything.
Mm.
So let's just ride the wave. Whereas if you're like, you have to, as you said, get on one knee, give me an engagement ring, pay for a wedding, do this, but I'm not taking your surname. What's the benefit here?
I'm trying to say.
I don't understand. Yeah, that's just a good point. The union in front of who?
Wait, I don't understand. So wait.
No, that's a good point.
No, but wait, hold on. So you're screaming tradition now. When were you screaming tradition before? Why do we have a baby then? I don't understand.
That's the point as well.
Why are we now screaming tradition now? Exactly. I don't understand. Is he you want it or you don't?
No, he's just saying with the babes. You know what I mean? She's talking tradition, or you're saying him.
The both.
He's not.
Once you've had a you are wedlocked.
His argument is, I'm not marrying you unless you take my name.
No. Well, yeah, but my thing is, like I said, when we speak on, especially when people want to bring up, you know what I mean, we've had a baby out of wedlock, right? So, you know, you can't be saying, you know, I want to do this, or, you know, my way
based on tradition.
This. And, you know, so. Okay, what Marvin is saying is some people just pick and choose certain aspects, or they will say tradition, but it's just the stuff they cherry pick.
Mm. A lot of these people are choosing to have kids out of wedlock.
It's a choice because you're beaten.
No, it just happens.
Yeah, but let's be honest though.
Bro, it's a choice. Most youths
are born out of wedlock.
It's a choice. The choice is having unprotected sex. You know what I mean? We absolve people.
They're not dealing with the intention to have a baby, though. They're just doing it.
It's not about intention. You know that is a possibility. You know if you drive 120 miles an hour on the motorway with no seatbelt, you can crash and die. You might not.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm saying, you know what I mean? It's one of the things you've accepted when you went and did 120 miles.
But you haven't driven a car to die.
That's not the intention, but it is a possibility. It's a possibility, so it's a choice. So I always say to people, like, we love to absolve ourselves of certain things, you know what I mean, by making certain excuses, or this is what intent. Intent is, you know what I mean, it's neither here nor there. The outcome is there's a baby here, you know what I mean? And what you did, you knew the action could lead to that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's the only thing that's here and there. That, mm-hmm. you know, you did something that could make a baby, and it did make a baby. So that's a choice. You chose to be. Unless it was some situation where it's forced on someone and then they have a baby, but you chose to.
I hear you still, but in my opinion though, it's like, I feel like, obviously, where you man are talking about people picking and choosing when to be traditional.
You heard the Irish accent in there, Marvin. That popped right out. Yo, the way you said the talk, bro, that was Irish.
It came out still.
Yo. Yeah. You need to listen back to that.
Conor McGregor over there, you can't even fucking leave.
It creeps out sometimes.
Yeah, so you were saying?
Obviously, you know when people, you were saying that people pick and choose when they want to be traditional, but it's like, I feel like, just because you break one thing or you do one thing that's untraditional don't mean, everything we do is untraditional now. That's what I'm trying to say.
100%. No, it's fact.
So, like, you still want to keep tradition to some point just because I've done A, B, and C that's not traditional.
As you said, also, they might have had a kid out of wedlock and been like, all right, let's do the right thing now.
Exactly.
Let's get married. But it's like, just because I had a kid out of wedlock doesn't mean that now you have to take my name because we've already broke one tradition. It's like, no, if that's the case, then let's break the...
Yeah, but do you not see the argument that one day we might not be together?
Yeah, but you're not going to marry someone.
So why are we, wasting our time then?
What does that mean? It's not about doing it.
But you can get your name back afterwards, though, if you really want to.
You keep saying that. It's not that easy.
Brother, you're saying like it's impossible. Like it takes a lifetime, bro. How long does it take?
So why can't we just get married and me and, sorry, the girl keep her name as well?
If you're about to marry a girl, yeah, and you say you wanted to take your name in it, and her response is, oh, but what if we split up? Then that's going to put you off marrying her. Because why is she thinking like that?
Why are you thinking like that?
For me, tradition,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know. Bro, but what I'm contesting is if she's thinking like that, then something must be wrong.
But I'll give you an example. What?
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, he's doing the deeper thing. He's trying to say there must be something wrong in their relationship.
There's no deeper thing. She just doesn't want to take man's name. All right,
cool. So for me, that's it. There's only like when it comes.
No, but what you said, the way he's thinking is smart. So
I'm just saying.
No, and sometimes in life, for example, like it's like if Taser's got a daughter, for example, yeah, your daughter gets married, your name's gone, your surname's gone.
Are you calm with that, yeah?
No, but
it's tradition,
isn't it?
It's tradition. It's got nothing to do with me. It's tradition.
Yeah, so I'm...
Yeah, but I'm asking your opinion.
It's nothing to do with me. It's a tradition.
Yeah, it's what I've learned.
I know, but I'm asking
you. It's not seen. It's not... My daughter's not going to represent me and it be a reflect... The people looking at her be, it's because she's carried his name.
Yeah.
It's how I'm looking at it. Like they're going down a different direction. Our old school traditions are gone. Let them go do their thing. I'm saying.
I'm just saying. Most times, when people have kids, if you have a boy, you know that your name is going to be carried forward because that's what happens with boys.
Unless he's a bitch ass nigga and he left the girl and he takes the girl's name instead. Because certain men are doing that now, bro.
What's going on?
Certain men are doing that, bro. Certain men are taking girls' names now.
See,
bro.
I don't understand that.
That's insane.
What's the difference between what you've said though and what you're
taking
saying?
Her name?
Why not? If you don't want to, if she doesn't want to take, why not? If you don't care about your name that much, take hers. You don't care about your own name.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, if you're willing to let her keep her name, then you might as well take hers. Well, oh, yeah, rocket,
yeah,
bro.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, no,
true.
Yeah,
no, but I'm mad. It's so long now. But
man said, he told by Stevens. oh my God. You know what I mean? Taser pink. But, you know, for me, I think when it comes to the problem with tradition is, you know, we live in a society that's very, let's say, multicultural. So whenever sometimes you're like tradition, you know, the question now is which one?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
That's the
bro.
Question that we ask now. So I think that is the bigger, you know, situation here is what tradition are we abiding by?
Because even now,
like with certain people, like, is it, you know what I mean, the Western tradition that you've picked up, here's your tradition back home for your culture there? Is it over there? Is it over there? Because some people, like, we like this from here, we like this from over there, we like this from over here, and it all kind of mashes together. Because, you know, especially like when you look at, you know, relationships where people are different religions, essentially. So, like, if you were to be with someone from a different religion or a different culture, you know, it's literally like, okay, you know what, do we flip a coin to decide whose culture? Like, or which tradition we go by, you know what I mean? It's literally like, what is the dominant thing? Because if they're in a situation where they're like, well, in our culture, men do this, this, and this. But you're like, where do we go from here? So it's two people. So there's, I feel like there's those variables. So you find nowadays, there's a lot of people. It's easier, like, you know, you're like, when you're Yoruba or whatever, you marry someone's Yoruba, you're from the same place. It's easy to do the traditional thing because, you know, you all abide by the same values.
When you're there.
Well, no, even when you're there or whatever, but yeah, let's just say you're back home and you all live back home or whatever, the rules are there. You know, you're like, this is how our people live. This is how we do. There's no, you know, you're not contesting anything essentially because you're like, I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. This is how I've grown up. This is how you've grown up. And it aligns. But then you go someone else from a different thingy. Now it's literally like, you know, love, you know, like, we love each other and so on and so on. And now your families are sitting down and your parents are like, we want to do this, this, and this. And their parents are like, we want to do this,
bro,
this, and this.
Realistically, bro, like, if a Yoruba man marries a Jamaican girl, but that Jamaican family's not taking a second name. Let's say it straight. She's not going from Smith to Oluwafemi, bro. That's not happening. They're not having it.
That's not a nice name, but
you say that, but it depends on the girl. Because if you're getting married to a Nigerian man, more times part and parcel, you know he's gonna want his name to be there.
Yeah, but that's what Keith is saying in terms of clash. It's a culture clash, really.
Yeah, but then don't get with me then, because
I'll give you a real
dad to fuck off. Yeah, but what if you might love each other, but your families aren't having it? And you can't, you can easier said than done, bro. Do you know how hard it is to get married without your family's blessing?
No, but you don't get what I'm saying. No, I hear you, but at the end of the day, if you don't love each other enough and it's the two of you, then it's what you two are going to do. Forget your families.
You know, but it's easy to say forget your family, but getting married without your family's blessing.
When I say forget your family, I don't mean as in like, fuck them off. I mean, in terms of like
Let's start our own tradition.
Yeah, like as in we're doing our thing. And if we love each other, that's it. Our families have to understand. It's different if, for example, my thing is this, like I'm Nigerian. If I were to marry a Jamaican woman, like tomorrow or whatever, okay, like we've both got different traditions, but I'm looking at it like two traditions and culture that are going to come together in harmony. I don't know why people look at it like it's going to be a mess. Why is it going to be a mess?
Because everyone's stuck in their ways, isn't it?
And also, it's not about it being a mess yet. I just feel like we're avoiding the elephant in the room. A lot of the traditions that we have, some of them doesn't mean that they're right. And a lot of it is gender specific. That's the issue.
What do you mean?
So for example, the whole idea I guess a lot of people have is that when you take a man's name, you make it seem as if I'm your property. Cool. Some girls don't want that.
But you know what my issue with what you're saying is, I hear that in modern times, but if you were to look at, you know what I mean, how, you know, what marriage was from back then. You
even
know what
marriage is.
You know what I mean? Let's just say was how it started. All right, cool. And then we'll go into what it is. That's the problem, you know what I mean? It's kind of changed for people, which is why a lot of things, you know, don't gel. So it's literally like when you were marrying a woman, essentially, because remember back in the day when marriage came around, like, cool, this woman is becoming part of my family. As in you'd pay dowry, you do all of these things and so on, where you're like, you know what I mean? I am accepting responsibility for this woman, which is why you were expected to do certain things. So that is, you know what I mean, the premise of kind of how that came about, you know what I mean? Over the years, you know what I mean, it's taken on a different shape, essentially, different form. So now it's literally like, you know, question is, are we playing by those rules or are we playing by these rules? That's the thing with people. Because some people, like, I like some of the rules from back then and I like some of the rules from now, essentially. So it gets really confusing. And when you think of, even let's go a step further and you think of what marriage was, essentially.
It was arranged.
Yeah, because it was a union of, you know what I mean, two families, two good families. Yeah. It was, you know what I mean, marriage was more business than love for a very long time. It's literally like, your family's got this, your family's got that, we want to preserve this,
collaboration.
Keep this going, we'll keep, you know what I mean, we'll keep all of this together, essentially. So that's why a lot of situations now where, you know, people is arguing over money and this, like, people would never marry into bad families. You know, where, like, I think for a lot of people, they wouldn't even think of losing certain things because you're like, your family has this, my family has this, we bring this together, and it works. Nowadays, there's so many other variables that where you're married,
people have nothing. Also, in those days, it was families played a bigger role in the marriage. Mm-hmm. So, for example, like the dad, if you wanted to marry a woman, you'd have to come and sit down next to the dad and have a conversation. So, why do you want to marry my daughter? Like, there'll be a dialogue, as in nowadays.
I'm doing that, though, if I have a daughter.
Cool, but I'm saying nowadays, people might be getting married or whatever, but they're introducing the dad to the guy, or vice versa, after they've been dating for like 2 years.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not knowing who this person is. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he is, do you know what I'm saying, until later. Mm-hmm. Also as well, to go off to piggyback off Keith's point is that, and off of Taser's point, is that my thing is this, I've not got an issue with tradition being changed. If women nowadays are on a vibe of, I don't want to be your property, whatever, then let's shake the whole table and let's change the whole thing. But we're not changing the whole thing. We're only changing select bits.
Yeah, but you don't have to change the whole thing, though. You change whatever suits you.
Yeah, I think it's individual.
But that's my point. That's the problem. Because if you're choosing whatever suits you, it's very, not selfish, but it's like kind of, let me fight. It's kind of like, you're on a podcast. You say, I want to come on the podcast, but I want this kind of mic. I want this and all that.
But it's not my podcast to say that.
That's my point. That's my point. It's not your podcast to say it, so I'm saying.
But if it's a marriage, it's 50-50.
Exactly. Nah, yeah. But here's the thing.
That's my point. Because it's a marriage, there's two people involved, so you need to compromise. And
100%, I agree with the compromise.
But if you're coming into it telling me I'm not taking your name, that's not a compromise, bro. Because in terms of what marriage is, fundamentally...
You know, but we're shaking the whole table.
Okay, here's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. We're not shaking the whole table. That's my point. Because people are picking what they want to put on the table. But they want to leave the table there. So, for example, I as a man still have to... For example, pay for this wedding, still have to be...
I mean, if that's what works for you, then why change that?
But here's my thing. It goes back to the example I use all the time. So like I said, blackjack, we have rules of how we play the game. You know what I mean? Like anyone, you play blackjack.
No, you're not.
So literally...
I don't even like the name of the game.
It's the blackjack.
I don't know many blackjacks, bro.
That might be the reason why.
Go know someone you can play blackjack. But when you play blackjack, you know what I mean? Like I said, we always figure out what the rules are before we play the game so we know exactly what game we're playing. Do you know what? So now I feel like, cool, now it's marriage now, you know what I mean? It's like we're playing by a new set of rules of blackjack. But the problem is everybody's game has different rules. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's not one universal you know, gay. Back then, marriage was just this universal thing where you're like, we're doing this.
Was it
this. For yeah, the most part, yeah, but yes.
But you'd still have the conversation, though.
100%. But that's my point now, where it's very
sometimes
difficult.
Sometimes you don't.
No, and that's the fault there.
People start blackjack and they're saying bring backs. What? Yeah. Man's out, blood. I said last cards. You crazy?
Yeah. And man, you know when you're like, you have to say, you know that's what I mean? When you're on your last cards. Or men didn't say last cards. Little things like that where people aren't saying that no more.
Yeah, but Taze, in terms of marriage, for example, if you get married tomorrow, you're the protector of your family.
Yeah. By default, though.
That's my point.
No, but I didn't need a wife to tell me that I was protecting my family.
No, you don't get what I'm saying.
Natural mindset.
I can't put that on someone else.
It's not natural. You were taught that. That's something that's been instilled in you.
No, bro. There's certain man, he's right. There's certain man that didn't grow up with that mindset of the man's protector.
No, I'm saying, bro.
You don't agree?
No, but by default.
The upbringing is different.
No, but even in your house, if you weren't that guy, when you have a missus, unless you're like a, I don't know what they call it, subdominant, whatever, I don't know, yeah, you won't. But generally speaking, what I'm trying to say to you is it leads on from the name. That's what I'm trying to say, as in like, it's the whole...
No, but that's a tradition is what I'm saying.
It's a tradition, yes. But
that doesn't mean it's right.
It doesn't mean it's wrong, because remember, at the end of the day, all right, put it this way. What I'm trying to say to you, in terms of society and whatever, you're going to... What's going on?
I say it looks like stew. Raw crackers, bro. Well, then they have Chinese in money or something.
But the man putting it from crackers like it's the will.
Nah, I couldn't see through the back properly.
Oh. Now, what I'm just saying to you is this. As a man, for example, I'm a traditional man, innit? So in terms of my marriage, there's certain things that I'm going to do in terms of being the protector of my family, whatever, and all these kind of provider, whatever. So me seeing that, I'm looking at it like, why wouldn't you want to take my name? Okay. That's how I'm seeing it.
Okay, and like, if she presents an argument that makes sense,
and what's that?
I don't know. I can't speak for them.
I'm speculating. I don't want to take your name because
I don't want to lose my name.
No, but at the end of the day, whatever argument.
I don't want to lose my name. I don't want to lose my name. Like, my dad's very important to me. I don't lose my name.
We're not getting married.
I mean, that's what they're
doing. What if the love of your life, though?
We can live together. We just won't get married.
Yeah.
Calm.
That's the compromise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
technically.
Hey, listen, does that not feel like such a small thing?
No, but someone's got to compromise. That's the thing about compromise.
When you look at marriage in general, anyway, not in a rude way, but like, I ain't never dreamed about it. I never thought about my big day.
That's you, though.
I'm just saying.
That's a wedding, not a marriage.
No, cool, the wedding.
So. But a lot of people only care about marriage because of the wedding.
Exactly, that's my point. So more times, I'm doing it because of I'm doing it because of the babes. So I'm
even
doing,
the whole proposal thing.
I'm doing it because of you, and you don't want to take my name.
I can't even see it.
Let's not do it.
To talk about breaking tradition, I can't see this guy going on bended knee.
I'll 100% do that.
It's crazy because I had a conversation with you. When you think of marriage,
I will.
No, when you think of marriage, I actually had a conversation.
I was gonna do like Jim Jones, just talking about hand over the ring,
not like that.
Marriage or whatever, and I was like, before I have a wedding or whatever, I was like, we would get married. You know, we would have a, you know, traditional whatever marriage or whatever, be married for, you know what I mean, a year, 2 years or whatever for ourselves. No one even has to know. It's us. We're doing our situation. And then after that, you have your wedding, you know, and you're like, we've been able to be married. We've experienced it. And you know, this isn't about a big day. You know what you're like? It's a big, massive wedding or whatever. We've done what, you know, your family knows or whatever. You've got a marriage and you've experienced marriage and you know that this isn't about.
Ain't that what people call the relationship, though?
You have the relationship, and then, you know, marriage is a totally different thing.
No, but I hear what you're saying. No, I get it. No, it makes sense.
It's now we're married. You know, one of those ones where marriage is easy. Because like I said, I personally feel, and I may be, you know what I mean, I may be misrepresented.
Well, you don't rate marriage.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Hmm. I'm just saying what I see for a lot of people, right, is I feel like there's a lot of people that get married for optics, where, you know what I mean, it kind of feels like a pressure thing where we're supposed to get married. Our wedding is supposed to be like this. We're supposed to look happy. We're supposed to be like this. You tell people, just get married and don't let nobody see it. Let's see how many people
I would love that. Oh, my God.
And I guarantee you, for a lot of people, you know what I mean, it wouldn't be as appealing anymore.
It's the same thing because you're getting married in private, so people will still think you're not married.
But that's my thing.
No, I'm talking about, because you're saying about people get married for the optics, I'm saying, but the optics are not there, so people will still be thinking When you talk getting married.
Exactly. So for you, so literally, so it's not even about them.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
no, no, no. But for you, it's literally like, for me, it's just the experience for you where you're like, this is for us. We got married for
exactly.
us.
Exactly. We don't care what no one thinks.
For the optics or whatever. And then later on, you know what I mean? You can like, cool, our families, you know, wedding, you know where you want to do this because like, I want to involve my people into this situation and you do all of that later on.
I can't lie to you. This sounds great, but they're not buying this, bro.
Who's not buying
them?
Women ain't buying this, bro.
Women ain't buying this, bro. Want to be married. That's one of their days. Like, as in, like, that's a day in it. So if you say to a woman, let's get married in 2 years, no, then we'll come back in 2 years.
Sign the paperwork.
She's looking thinking, nah, blood, I ain't got to no cool
and that's
house,
not my, and for me, that's not my type of woman. For me, I know what I want from a situation, who I want to be with. And like I said, they, you know what I mean? Like, of all the women in this world, 99.9% of them could say no. And that would leave one person that would say yes. And
yeah, why can't you do that with in a relationship is what I'm not understanding.
Bro, literally,
you
man,
what?
Go
I live like that.
Bro, but you are living like that. You're just going from level to level to level.
I don't know.
When you get married, you know, when you get married, this is it. Like, it's just like saying, if we're just doing that in a relationship, why get married in the first place?
No, but, I hear that, but
all I'm saying is, when you get married, right, you know what I mean? Realistically, it's like taking your relationship up a gear, technically.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So everything changes because now, you know what I mean? You have my last name, you have this, you know, all of that that comes with it because now, literally, you're.
So your yard is her yard.
Yeah, so literally now you're in that situation where you're like, this is all of ours. It's a different response.
Man looked at me like, huh?
No, this, you know, yes, different.
And the marriage ain't for you, Slack. The marriage ain't for
you. The yard
is yours, though.
But look, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Like I said.
What are you saying? Your yard, after you married, is our yard now.
No, stop.
What? So what, paperwork?
My yard is my yard.
Oh, contracting.
No, but he's on this thing because I'm paying for his mine.
Yeah, it's my yard.
But at the same time...
Wait, but she lives in it after a certain amount of time.
It's hers.
The 2 years he's talking about.
You got a key. Once you got a key, it's hers, bro.
You're not living together?
No, we're not living in it. Put it this way. if I have a yard here and it's my yard, if I get married to a woman, we're getting our own yard.
And are you still having your own yard?
I personally think.
You're having your own yard?
No. As in that yard, I can rent out and do whatever I'm doing with.
But we're not living in there.
But that yard that I put money into is separate. Let's start our journey with our yard together.
And I put
build from scratch.
No. I personally, I genuinely believe that is the best way to do it. And I only say
never heard
because,
that one before.
No, but do you know?
No. I'll tell you.
Do you know the reason why? Because we'll both appreciate the yard because we've both put everything into this yard. My yard now.
You don't think that's a lot of work for no reason?
No.
I already have a yard.
No.
What's the point of you having your own yard? Because if you can't bring your wife that you married into it.
You don't think about wealth, bro. You don't think about wealth. This brother's thinking about one yard, brother. Open your mind, bro. You could own more than one yard, bro.
Don't say we, because you just said it's not we, bro.
As in two people.
No, but you said your yard is your yard, though. So not we.
Remember, if she has her own yard as well, I'm not going to move into her yard either. I'm going to tell her your yard, do what you're doing with that yard as well. We will build something together in terms of our yard.
If her yard's better than your yard.
That's her business. That's nothing to do with me. That's her.
How
that's
about
her money.
We live in the best yard and then we just invest in the shit one?
Bro, forget all of that. For me, when
you but you can't tell your girl her lips are dry. You're going to tell her yard's the shit yard.
No. Bro, listen, you know, the whole thing of, you know, when you get together, getting married, moving into whatever, I personally feel it's a situation where, you know, sometimes when you move into somebody else's space, it doesn't feel like yours. And when you move somebody into your space, it feels like somebody's in your space.
Yeah.
When you move into a space together, you know, and you're like, this is ours.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've started from scratch here. This is ours. So no one can tell you, Taser, you're in my yard.
Yeah,
you're mashing up my yard.
But can I just say that?
You can't say to someone, get out of my house.
But can I just say
it's our yard,
bro. That sounds very convenient for someone in a relationship that's perfect, that has money to do that.
No one can ever tell me to get out of my yard.
Girls, bro,
it can never happen.
Bro, trust me, it can happen.
Never happen.
It can happen.
Never happen.
What?
Your yard?
Like you can't believe, bro. Like they won't escort men.
Well, girls will do that, bro. A girl will come to your yard and tell you to get out.
Impossible.
What? Your yard?
Bro, girl, bro,
are you hearing this?
Bro, you're crazy, bro.
You must be talking. You,
my yard,
bro. You are talking,
bro,
like
but you're my don't yard. Attack me, bro. It's the girls, but they're tapped, bro. Yeah, girls are tapped, bro. Girls will do
you
that.
You men are
bro.
Talking like you won't have a situation in the yard with your missus or whatever.
And she wants you to get out.
Bro, and the police will come in there, Taser's like, Taser.
Yeah, we got called to remove you from the premise.
Taser, you lot can sort this out, but you can't be here.
Impossible.
And what are you going to do? Go jail?
Rather.
Calm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, rather.
But you're going
to
go out.
Leave my house to go where? To phone Taser and say, I'm going to sleep on your couch. Yeah. Fuck off. I'm not leaving my yard, bud. You might, and the thing is, my thing is this. If my missus rings police for you to get out of my yard, because I'll never touch her anyway, so that means you've made something up, it's over. When I get back to the yard, brother, remove your stuff, bro.
If you get kicked out of the yard, it's probably over.
Yeah, but you know, but you say that, but people have done them things where they get kicked out and they come back together.
If she's phoning the police, nigga, she wants your ass out.
No, man. Some people do stuff in the
heels. That's that toxic shit.
Yeah, I don't do toxic shit like that.
Yeah, the toxic thing is crazy, bro.
Yeah, because so an example I was going to give when we were talking about traditions and different traditions and how kind of people have different situations. So my dad was with my stepmom. They're not together anymore. My dad's Zimbabwean. Stepmom
Zimbabwean.
Yeah. My stepmom is Jamaican. So married for years or whatever. And my dad has come from a situation where, you know what I mean, he's used to a woman, you know, bringing, oh, you never banter me, you know what I mean? He's used to.
I was asking.
I would like the way you asked that.
Zim and Jamaican.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, my dad was used to a situation where when he's having dinner, bring his dinner, you know what I mean? Bring a bowl, wash his hands or whatever. My stepmom tried that for 2 weeks, bro. She was like, yo, bucket. My stepmom was like, that's cool and all, bro. But fuck all of that. You know what I mean? But it's just because they're just different for her. Like, that's like, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But for my dad, that's what he was used to. So it was now. You know
someone
mean?
Had to compromise.
Yeah, and the compromise was my stepmom was like, you either eating this dinner or you want to get your hands washed. I'm not doing both. So my dad settled for the dinner, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that deep, bro. Like, there's certain compromises that actually aren't that deep.
My dad had to give in. So one night, he came home from work, yeah? And I think my stepmom was supposed to dish out his food for him or whatever, but he's come home late from work, but she's tired, she's sleeping or whatever, yeah? So she's like, food is in the microwave. My dad ordered the takeaway. But that didn't last long still. You know, he gave in. Eventually, he just gave in.
Because
you know one of those ones where you try to ride it out. But then try to mop it.
All
because
of the balls to wash your hands.
Yeah, because my dad's like, you know what I mean? Like headstrong
or
whatever. But you know, not even just wash your hands. You know, it's like, you know, your wife would bring your dinner up for you. That kind of thing. Where you're like, when you eat, it's because your wife has brought your dinner up.
Yeah.
So essentially, that's how you eat. So you wouldn't just go out there and grab your own food, essentially. Like she would prepare it, bring it out or whatever. So he's come home from work.
Was she not preparing it for him?
No, she made the food. She just left it then, but she's in bed.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So,
so he wasn't eating it because she never served him?
Yes.
Brother, I'm not going to lie. That's what I'm saying. Certain compromises are not that
deep. But for him, but that's the environment he had come from. Eventually, you know what I mean? He gave in.
These uncles here that are doing Dirty December and that, when these American girls are flying over, they're bringing bowls of water for them to eat? Or they're compromising?
They're bringing them bowls of cheeks.
That's it, bro. That's the they're eating. Bro. They're not eating food.
They're not eating food.
There's, you know what I mean? That is a client and customer relationship, bro. You know what I mean? Did he pay for her to bring the bowl out? You know what I mean?
In Dubai, I was in a rave. One of the buffest American things I've seen. Yeah. I'm looking at thinking, this looks familiar, but I don't know where I know him from. Anyway, buff. His uncle's behind her rubbing her. Hip. You know, like when, like, anytime a girl's dancing, the uncle's like letting you know I'm here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Tonight, yes. Like, you can see the energy, yeah. So I'm looking, but she's not looking at no one else. So I'm thinking, this brother must have the bag. You know, I've looked in front of me, there's another buff American and there's another uncle, but this one's a bit fatter. And these lot are enjoying. And I'm like,
the uncle or the babes is fatter?
The uncle. So there's two uncles. One was like slimmer, one was fatter, whatever. Two buff American things, yeah. I'm looking at their table. I'm like, your table is lit. As in, like, the babes on your table. You're like, this might be the best table in the club. Like, as in, you might have dropped in the, must be dropping the bag because this can't be love. Anyway.
That's it, can't be love.
Cut long story short, on my Instagram, I mean, on my Snapchat, you know when it, like, it suggests subscribers, the American thing was there.
AI.
No, it's her in real life.
Nah, no, but how did they know?
Because you're in the same area, the same vicinity.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, Wi-Fi thing.
But in my head, I was like, I would have never thought I would see you with an uncle with your bum getting rubbed in Dubai.
Oh, yeah.
As in like, because when you see this thing, you're like, right, you're
everyone's
clean.
Got a price, though.
That's just mad, isn't it?
You know, no matter how long they are, they all got a price.
No, but you say that, but have you got a price?
Nah, wait, for what though?
That's my point, see? Because remember,
you know what? For getting my bum rubbed by uncle. I ain't got a price for that. There's no way.
Is everyone got a price?
Nah.
$10 mil.
To get my bum.
just in a rave.
Well, phones are no phones. Their phones are no phones. Nah, no jokes like that. Nah, no way.
That's a phone, no phone. Hey, 10 mil. Uncle Robbie, your bum in Dubai.
Bro, nah, but take
no one could, no, you know no, no, no one would see.
You know what it is? I don't think it was deep in the fact that 10 million.
Mackerel. Stop touching me, bro.
I'm saying, you're not deep in the fact that it's 10 million, though.
Do Savage Dan.
10 million.
If you might do it first, I'll do it.
Okay, what if it's actually Bear Man getting the bum rub by uncle as well? He's joining the line.
Well, one bum rub, 10 mil.
Bro, come on, man.
Hold on a second. So, you can't tell your boyfriend's girl that...
My what?
sorry.
Bro.
Your boy,
seriously.
Your boy's girlfriend that her lips are dry, yeah?
Them
but
Freudian
what
slipping.
If you're in Dubai and then you see your boy's girl getting her hand rubbed by some uncle?
You want to compare that to her lips being dry?
I'm asking a question. It's not a comparison.
Of course I'm going to tell
What would we do?
What would you do?
Tell my boy, obviously.
I'm going to get footage.
You're going to be filming like this?
Yeah. I'll get footage. It's either I get footage and hard evidence.
Or send it to direct.
No, don't get footage, bro.
Or group chat.
He's going to believe you regardless.
Nah, that's some man won't, you know.
Nah, bro.
If the girl's letting
someone... Is he a prick for filming?
Somebody believe you, you know.
Filming is brave, because, bro, that footage will turn a man into a psycho.
But I'm giving you unanimous evidence, bro. You know certain man, you know, Billy.
See, you're a bad guy. You're a bad guy.
Don't send me a video.
Someone will say to you, see your girl cheating, yeah?
You know what I'm on.
Someone will say, I saw your girl in Dubai cheating, yeah? He would chat to his girl. She'd be like, no, that was Darren. He's brethren. They just go, there's nothing happening. Now he's like, all right, babe, I believe you. See what? Now you saw it wrong, but.
Nah, but it depends on the guy, doesn't it?
Either I keep quiet or I'll come with receipts.
I'm pissed off because you're like, so my girl's gone out of her way, bro, to keep this shit a secret, but you won't fuck my day up.
Oh, so you wouldn't want to know?
Not that I don't want to know, bro, but it's like, come on, in the moment. No. Or if I'm being bad delusional, you know when you're sitting there, Marvin, I'm telling you this, nigga, I know. And you're like, nigga, I got everything. Like, nigga. You know, like, nigga, help me.
I'm helping you.
Nigga's trying to. You know when a man's trying to tell you, Marvin, I know, nigga. But you know when a man's like, nah, it's not true. And you're like, I have evidence. And nigga's like, nigga, now you gave me evidence.
These times, he's in that middle period of the marriage, you know. He's not even seen.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Nah, but you know why you're doing too much though, Marvin?
She's in the bag getting
because
stand, you know?
Whether I believe you or not, that's not your business. Your job as my brethren, just let me know in it. That's it.
I mean,
bro.
I hear that.
Whether I take it back or not, that's not your business.
Right, so can I tap?
What? If you want to tap, just say it.
No, I'm not asking as in, can I tap?
Yeah, if you tap, let me know in it.
What do you mean if you tap?
Okay. I'm saying if you can, try.
What? He's going to come and tell you, I attempted.
If you fail, then I know I got a real one, bro.
Who?
What, is that the test for you?
Who's the real one?
The girl, bro.
So are you still friends with him?
Yeah. If he attempted, if I've given him the green, I would never do that, but in this happy circle, if I've given you the green light, bro.
Wait, I don't understand what's going on here.
We're going too far from the point.
Them ones were all right. I'll try. Say no more.
You might see that guy on TikTok. That last kid you on TikTok. Basically, people pay him, to DM their girl.
Yeah.
And basically, that's just move to them in the DMs, isn't it? And basically like a loyalty test. That's what it's called, isn't it? So let's just say you're the guy. Yeah?
And this guy's making his bread.
I'm reaching out to you. I'm DMing you and saying, yo, bro, like, I found this guy's name on my girl's phone. I think he's cheating on me. I'll pay you this amount. Can you move to my girl? Just so I know whether she's loyal or not, innit?
But they're paying the buff dude.
The other nigga you saw in the phone wasn't evidence at all.
That's what they're saying in the DM.
Wait, they're paying this alleged buff dude.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Did you say buff, dude?
Yeah, I did that in.
I'm asking, like, buff was a variable you threw in.
Why are you asking me? Why are you paying this brother?
No, no, no. Don't skip over that he said this buff, dude.
I said alleged. No, I'm assuming it's good.
So because man's an alleged, it's calm now.
Buff is mad, though.
No, is he,
if you said good looking, calm, but the man is buff is crazy.
But allow me,
you made it crazy.
Is he a
good looking
dude? You know when you describe a woman, buff, when you describe a woman, buff, there's cheeks in buff.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they must think he's good looking.
That's what I'm saying. The dudes must think.
Yeah, but why do you have to say buff, though?
Okay,
say handsome.
Okay, I'm sorry I made everyone else uncomfortable. Good looking dude. Is he a good looking dude?
They must think he is, innit? They must think he is, bro. They must think he is, innit? Why are you going to reach out to a nigga that's ugly, bro?
I'm confused.
You know, some people might not even be looking at what he looks like. I checked his portfolio. I've seen some successes.
Oh, yeah,
and that's, you know what I mean?
He's the man for the job.
But the worst thing is, my man makes TikToks about it. So you make a TikTok, like, yo, this guy will reach out to me. Loyalty test, let's see how it goes.
Does he say the guy's name? Is it that light skin dude with the curly hair? He's got plaits, innit? I think they've got plaits.
My thing is this, if you got to do that for your girl, it's over, man.
Yeah, it's long. Yeah.
Why are you sending it to another dude? You're just over.
Stressful.
If I'm ever in that space with my girl, it's done.
No, you know, it's a certain amount of insecure.
And even before you call that brother, yeah, you should leave your girl, not even because she's done wrong, because you're a psycho, because you are willing to get paid.
No, but you know what it is about certain
people. You shouldn't be with no
but insecurity is a real thing, though.
Yeah, I feel like with certain people, the issue is that in their heart, they've seen something, but they don't believe it. So they want hard facts before they make a move. But it's like, bro, sometimes you don't need hard facts. You've got facts there, bro.
But the reason why I say insecurity is a real thing, yeah, is because a certain man, I haven't even seen anything, but it's just a man playing tricks on them. Mm. They're just thinking the worst all the time.
But I saw an instance the other day when a girl was talking about men and women cheating. She was like, the reason why you men get caught cheating is because after the club, you go and link a ting, you chop, you try and give her a second round. Now you're supposed to be home at 4, you've overslept, you got home at 7, you fucked up the whole base.
They're sloppy.
She's like, women,
girls stick to the schedule.
Brother, she's like, women, she's like, when I've cheated in the past, my man's never known because I stick to my schedule. Nothing changes. I slot this guy in somewhere along my day, but he would, if I'm supposed to be home at 6, I get home at 6. If I'm supposed to be home at 8, that's when I get home. He never,
at all costs.
He will never know my patterns change. When I saw that, I said, Jesus.
A big reason why niggas get caught cheating so much is niggas can't shut the fuck up for the most part. Niggas can't wait to tell their niggas. You know what I mean? There's women can find bare conversations of a nigga discussing it with his bridges. You know, with women, yeah? When she gets caught cheating, her friends are like, what?
And women come to other women as women. Men don't come to
there's
men
that,
men.
You know what I mean? But I'm saying,
that's man will laugh. Though, man will see a man
that's what I'm saying.
With a girl that is clouted and just laugh in his head and just tell his man them. But you're never going to go and tell the man. But girls will go to the girl and say, hi, you need to know.
No, you want to collapse.
Bro, girl is sending emails, bro. Girl is sending dissertations to other girls, bro. Like, fully, like, with, like, spag corrected everything, bro.
My virgin had a girl DM her about coming to you. You know that whole coming to you as a woman. She replied, I'll beat you up.
Real nigga shit, man. Real bro, shit. Man. Why are you telling me this?
Message, the message is still coming.
Hey.
Real shit.
You know what I mean? She went and she dealt with her man the way she go deal with it, but she said, you keep messaging me and I'm gonna fist you up.
You know, like that.
Because she knew you're not messaging me because this is the right thing to do. You know what I mean? You know, you were doing whatever and now you're just trying to fuck my man up at my expense.
They do that to try and kind of like give you this full sense of like, I'm with you, sis. Like,
no, girls are very wicked, though. That's the worst thing. Because you see, the worst thing for me, like, a girl that knew you had a girl while doing it, and then still come and tell your girl. Like, so what's the point? Like,
there was no solidarity when you were sucking her husband's dick. You know what I mean? Now, it's, hey, sis, I thought you should know. You didn't think she needed to know this back then.
Now I'm trying to say, that's why I never understood the coming to you as a woman thing, innit? I never understood that.
Yeah, when you were chopping the family's money, you know what I mean? You didn't think to come out in solidarity.
What about if you didn't know?
If she didn't know he had a girl, then obviously then it makes more sense, but I still don't agree with you. I just don't get it.
But my thing is this, you haven't got to come to anyone as a woman. All you got to do is just lock him off. Like, as in like,
yeah, but some of them want to scatter everything.
Now,
but
you know, there's a lot of girls.
That's my point.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what you want to do. You want to scatter, because really and truly, if something has happened and I'm not happy with a girl, that's a very simple choice. Block, not talk to you again. Move.
Well, girls are just, they just love drama, bro. They just love drama so much. They just need like a new news headline to talk about in a group chat. That's all it is for them. It's just entertainment, bro. Realistically, it's entertainment still.
I think that's what someone else is talking about when they were saying about not even just girls, people operate in chaos in relationships. Sometimes if things are going well,
they don't understand.
They don't feel happy because they're like, nah, this is too good to be true. Like, it can't be. Like, in order for you to love me, we've got to argue. You've got to show me that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, but there's a lot of people that believe
that.
But
some
that,
of them,
like,
that's the environment they're so the, used to being in. That's the environment they feel the safest, the most comfortable in because it's familiar. You know, when people are in a healthy situation, it's an unfamiliar situation. They don't even know how to be. It's kind of like you've been thrown into the deep end and you can't swim. So you're thinking, yeah, I'm just going to go back to what I know. And sometimes what you know is toxic, essentially. Some people like, they like to argue because they think if he's willing to argue back or whatever, it means he cares. You know, that kind of stuff where some people see it as, that's, if you're willing to fight, or, you know what I mean, me and my man fight all the time. Or, you know, sometimes with girls, have you heard situations where guys try to chat girls up, like, oh, my man will beat me up or something. You stuff like that and you're like...
And they say it like, it's like them, as a flex, like, oh, my man will beat me up, my man will kill me. Like.
Yeah, but for them, it's kind of his way. It's his way of, he loves me so much, he's willing to, you know, kill me over this shit.
What what's dating like for your gen, in terms of, because...
It's a mess, though. I'm not going to lie to you. It's the wild, wild west, bro. See, I feel like my generation is like, everything's gone out the window now. I feel social media especially has ruined everything when it comes to dating, so.
When you say...
Like, go on.
No, go on. When you say ruined it, as in like, what, the expectations? In
terms
I say
expectations, too. And I feel like everyone wants to... It's like, there's this experience here on social media when it comes to dating that everyone wants to fulfill. Like, everyone wants the hotel room with the rose petals. Everyone wants to go win the Wonderland. And it's like... It's not like because they want it for the right reasons, because they want it just to show it off. And I'm trying to say, social media has brought this culture of like just doing things for recreational purposes. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, yeah. So even it's not just relationships, it's across the whole board, realistically, but especially relationships, yeah. Like there's a lot of girls that are like, they might put in a story, oh, it's been a while since I've been in a relationship, I need a boyfriend. And it's like, what do you mean you need a boyfriend? You either have, like, and I'm trying to say, like, they just want it just to show it off, and they want it for the wrong reasons. And that's why bare relationships now are failing more than ever, because everyone's in it for the wrong reasons. You get me?
It's an on-demand, and you guys live in a kind of an on-demand situation where everything now is supposed to happen quickly. Think about it. A lot of people don't even want to work. I saw on one of these podcasts, this girl was like, her OnlyFans went live the day she turned 18. She was like, the minute the clock struck midnight.
Oh yeah, the red bad baby.
No. This is from UK chick.
Oh.
No, this is, bro. She's like midnight. She was like midnight, OnlyFans went live. And I was like, did you even try it live? Did you even try anything else, bro?
Did you even try anything else?
You know what I mean? Like,
that's mad though, because your gen, like, I don't, OnlyFans was, there was nothing, like, we've never thought about that. Like, girls might be doing maybe like adult works or like stuff on the side. Do you know what I'm saying?
And I was live.
But whereas
on the page.
Now, like, there might be actual girls you've gone to school with.
Nah, bet, bro.
For us, it was like, growing up, it'll be like a particular kind of girl might have done something, or you find out something. Whereas now, it could be like,
it's normalized.
Yeah, the stigma is different as well.
Like, for more than a story, oh yeah, I just dropped in the OnlyFans video yesterday. Like, it's a YouTube thing, or like it's a Twitch stream. Like,
just, no, that's just,
like, just promoting it freely.
I know you might always act like it's wild, but when we were coming up, when you used to hear of certain things, like when you think of, you know what I mean, let's say escorting and stuff like that, when we were growing up, or when you used to hear certain things, bro, selling pussy was, you know, like for emergencies. Like, in terms of, that was a fine last resort. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but, you know, historically, like, in how we used to see it, it was just one of those things where when somebody's doing that, it was like, yo.
It wasn't our realm. It was like, when you heard about that.
It's like, you tried, you know, we're like, I've tried this, and I couldn't do this.
Last resort. Okay.
Not that it was last resort. It was like people that you didn't know. It was kind of like, not prostitutes, but like, as in, like, when you thought about people selling pussy, it was that world over there.
Mm-mm-mm.
It wasn't our world. Our world was raving.
Yeah.
Trainers, whatever. Whereas now, like, it's just, everything's just together. Like, and as Taser said, stigma's changes. Like, there's no stigma. Which at the end of the day, it's your life. Do what you want. I don't really care. But it's just interesting how, like, things have just changed. And even the funny thing with OnlyFans is, she might not even be on there selling pussy. She could be on there selling feet. Mm. She could be on there just putting the same pictures from the gram.
Yeah, a lot of girls are doing that.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know.
If you go on the Twitters now,
we don't know what is on the OnlyFans.
So, until
you sign up and you don't know what's on
there.
They previews on Twitter now. Bro, the Twitter. So whenever you see, and literally one of my friends was the one who showed me this year. Went for him, like,
you never seen it yourself?
No, I've clicked it and I've seen it. And I'll tell you how. So for him, it was like, if you see, he's the one who put No, he's the one who put me onto it. So you go on like you now any like most girls, most pages that pop up, you'll know there's an OnlyFans. So you know you click the link. Yeah. So have the OnlyFans or whatever links it has, and then it has the Twitter. You click the Twitter, nigga, there's bare previews.
Yeah, it's fact.
So it's literally now, Marvin. It's not like you don't even know what's behind the wall.
Nah,
you
said something.
You said something.
Nah.
No, it's literally, it's live and direct. Mm. So it's not even about speculation or what you think. What's over there? Oh, they're getting it cracking. You know what I mean? And here's an
bro, effort. Twitter is fucked, bro. I don't even look for that shit.
You can see hardcore porn on Twitter, bro.
There's hardcore porn, bro.
I'm scrolling through and I'm not seeing like someone getting back to
it. And you know
like,
what's fucked? Is they put it on the tweet. They've got nothing to do with sex, bro. You can see about football, bro. Yeah. You go on a tweet and there's it's fucked.
It's everywhere now. Unruly, and even with Insta now, like Insta has like, there's a certain level of nudity now where they do these things where you scroll through a picture where it will be a normal thing and it will flick quickly. And then, so have you seen those where like it will like a second? So it's a long, it's like, let's say it's a 20-second video. Mm-hmm. Within that 20-second video,
it'll start off as a normal picture.
Yes, and then it'll flick to something else and then flick back to a normal thing, but it moves quickly. That's something.
But that's dead. You haven't paused that though.
Bro, that's what these people do. So what these dudes will do, they'll screenshot it.
Like a prank.
Trolling.
No, but they're promoting it. So what they want to do is they encourage these people to go on the page and, you know what I mean, pause the video or do whatever, sign up to the page. But now it's just all over there. But for me, I feel like this generation, I go back, I said that to say, I feel like with this generation, I feel like because they've seen everything happen so quickly, there's that, you know, I'm supposed to get money quickly. I'm supposed to be rich by 20. I'm supposed to have a nice car by 20. So people are willing to do any and everything.
Exactly.
And any and everything isn't always a good thing.
But I think it's interesting because it is that age. Mm. So we can talk from like, you know, like...
outside looking
into cheap seats, are they saying? Because we're looking down as in like, rah, we always hear about the younger gen or this, that. Mm. But it's interesting that you're here because it's kind of like...
But he made a good point though. Because like, you see how I said about it's becoming more normalized for girls to do the extreme to make money? I feel like it's the same way for guys as well though.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more normalized for guys to go crunch and do all this shit.
Even obviously, not to say it wasn't happening. You see that guy who got his face cut?
Yeah, for over Canada Goose, bro. Right now, even when I was coming along, that's all I was thinking about, bro. Man are out against staying for Canada Goose. Man are getting sliced off for Canada Goose, bro.
That's crazy.
Like, it's crazy. I'm trying to say that.
Like, it ain't even that nice.
That all stemmed down to the societal pressure of having to get it now, having to get it quickly. Because like, I don't know, I feel like we're just in that fast food era where no one don't want to wait, no one don't want to go uni and do 3-4 year courses anymore, and no one don't want to do work experience. Everyone needs to get money now, bro. And not even just get money, get as much as possible. Right now, it's not a thing to be stable anymore. You have to be in that top 10% now. Yeah. You have to be making 6 figures. You have to be making, you know what I'm trying to say, bro? Like,
even could I hear people say stuff like, this guy, you have to earn 100,000. I'm like, bro, in this London, to earn 100,000 a year, do you know what that is? Like, people don't realize, like, 100,000 is not a small amount of money.
That's what makes me laugh.
But people act like it's not, like it's easy to get. I'm like,
or people like, you have to have someone, bro. I saw a post or something where on some video where some guy was like, you know, if by 30, you have 50K in savings and da da da. And I was like, for the average person, that's not, do you know how much 50 grand is? Mm.
The average person, I think it's something mad, like 95% of the population haven't got 1K in the bank.
A man is saying 50 by 30.
That's mad. But remember, the country's a big place, bro.
And also, remember, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. And also,
people don't even have bank accounts.
In London, for example, you know, like the average wage in the UK is subsidized because of London. As in, like, if you take London out of the equation, the average wage is not high at all. Because remember, if you're in Liverpool, money, like, think about it. You can go to Manchester, them places, Liverpool, whatever. Go and buy a house there.
Yeah.
It's not... London, bro, you could... The house that you get in London for, like, 500,000, go to, like, Edinburgh.
Yeah,
or
the house
is banging, bro. Detached.
Because there's nothing there, though, realistically.
That's what I'm saying, not as much there.
So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's not, like, the law of London. So I'm saying, in terms of London... This whole thing about people thinking a lot of people in London earn. You don't earn. I mean, in the UK, you don't earn. It's because of London.
That's what makes me laugh. I'll go on Twitter. Yeah, London Twitter kills me because they be like, oh, if you're not making 100K in London, then... It's like, how many people retweeting this have got even half of 100K? So how can you agree with that when you're living in London, you don't have that money?
Yeah. But if you know...
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that, you know? Like, you're looking at it from like, these are London people having...
Yeah, because I know it's cap, though. I know it's cap because I know most men in London are not making his bread and they're living, bro. So...
Think about it. When you see videos online nowadays, because, you know, there's people with courses, you know, people like, I'm a Forex, this, whatever. The first thing those dudes like, hey, you know what I mean? I'm 21 and I'm a millionaire. So, you know, that's one of those things that these people sell, that, you know what I mean? I'm young and I'm rich. I'm young and I'm rich. Yeah, so they want to sell it to other young people. Where it's literally like, I was a millionaire by 21. I'm 22 now. I have four cars. I have this. So it's just that, you know, as these kids are just watching this, bro, it's literally like, why should I work? Mm. Why should I be in Tesco when my age mates have, you know what I mean?
Four Lambo.
No, but that's what they see. Like, he's 21. I'm 21. And he's got money, that kind of thing.
I feel like it's role models as well. I don't know how it was for you, man, growing up. Yeah. I feel like for me growing up,
who are your role models?
That's what I was going to say. A lot of people are looking up to you. As time goes on, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like as time goes on, the people you look up to you kind of get closer to your age and are getting younger and younger. So, for example, football now, one of the best players in the world right now is Bellingham. He's the same age as me. Like, even rappers, bro, all the biggest, most popping rappers, a lot of them are under 23, under 21. So, I feel like, I don't know how it was you man's age, but I can't imagine
it
being as young back in the day with the biggest rapper, the biggest footballer.
And even the younger, even the youngest rappers and youngest footballers then, they didn't, even if they were young, they didn't look young. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You might have seen him Ronaldo at 19, but he didn't seem 19.
And we didn't see his lifestyle.
You didn't see his lifestyle. We didn't see what he's
doing.
We just saw a man come on the pitch.
Social media.
Play football.
Like, for example, Dave Blue when he was 16, Digger Blue when he was 17, Bellingham's been on the scene since he was 16, like Rashford, like, all of these men have been popping since they were young. So now it's like, raw, like, there's people that are only 4 years older than me that are millionaires.
And also,
so
girls,
I have to make it now.
And also, girls are the girls brushing shoulders. Remember back in the day,
you like brushing shoulders with the same girls as well.
Back in the day, I went brushing shoulders with the same girls that were linking like certain man. Whereas nowadays, it's everything's just crossed over. Like, as in, like,
rather the same girl is telling me, yo, I've dealt with my man. I'm thinking, yo, but sometimes it gasses me. I'm thinking, raw, so is that the club I'm in now? I'm in that level and I'm linking girls that are linking
man. Billy the goat, you know?
I'm not talking about me.
But it's true though, it's a crossover because even like, and the access, because back in the day, for a man to meet a girl, he had to meet her in the club or whatever. Nowadays, a man can just go on his gram and just DM 10 girls, 10, 20 different girls. Yo, shout me. They're going to hit him back. That's it. Mm. Link them. Whatever, they go out, they buy whatever. Now it's in rotation.
Dubai is also a cheat code as well, you know. It plays a part, man. You can just go there and have fun.
Mm.
Everyone's having fun. You have fun, and you just go home. Mm. So a lot of girls have realized that, and it's like, let me just go to Dubai. This is catch everyone.
But everything
catch
is
everyone
fast
in their high.
But nowadays, everything is fast. We've had these conversations before where we used to say, like, you know, when you were talking about Bellingham, 20 years old or whatever, 20, 21, however old he is. You know, most people see him now and like he's a millionaire now. But we've always said, man's been playing football since he's probably been like six.
And the thing I rate about Bellingham is that he is super focused. You know, he lives with mum, innit?
Yeah, I know. Like, and his brother lives with his dad.
His dad lives with a brother in, I think he's in Sunderland now.
Sunderland, yeah.
So the dad lives with a brother
to
watch over him and the mum's with him in Madrid. But the thing is,
but
even if his mum wasn't there, there's something about Bellingham that you can see that he's focused. You can see that like, he likes all the other stuff, but he's focused on ball. There's certain players that you can see that you're a baller, but you're not focused on ball. You love the lifestyle. I'm not going to say there's certain players that you can name that you know already that you like the lifestyle more than ball. And Bellingham, you can see.
Yeah, you can see.
But I like
recently, I've been seeing him. He's been dressing differently recently.
But his mum must play a big part.
Rondo.
Yeah.
If you live with your mum, then you can't really get away with much fuckery.
But
no matter how old you are.
Both of them, because remember, his dad was a footballer as well. Semi-pro, like a striker.
No, but I'm only saying that.
And the policeman as well, isn't
it? No, but you're saying that because of he lives with his mum. Bear man, if he's in Madrid on his own, 20 years old, best player in the world, bro. Come on, man.
It's easy to get led astray, even on your focus, man.
When you're with your mum now.
I know for a fact his mum's outside the stadium saying, you done training? Jump in the car.
You know the maddest thing is,
you know, like that.
He's saying that you're gay.
He's still young, bro.
I saw what's his name. What's his name? The Matic from United. He talk about
the Nemanja Matic.
Yeah, played about the. Talk about player discipline at United. And he was like, at Chelsea, like, there was no disciplinary issues, like, ever. Everyone knew the right thing to do. He said, United, mess.
Like, them that's because we got too many, like,
he said Pogba, Sancho, Rashford.
Did Matic play with Sancho?
I think he did, you know.
I think
he named all of them, and he was just like, they used to find them. And he said, it got to the point where, like, at the end of the year, they raised like 75,000 and they were going to go on a, give it to, have a party. But then because of COVID hit, so he just ended up giving them 75,000 to the staff. But he was saying the difference between...
That's how much fines?
Yeah, he's saying the difference between Chelsea and United is that Chelsea, there was, brother, every man knew what to do. Like, United.
And that don't surprise me, though.
And that kind of, when you start to see United and what's going on over there, and even Ronaldo was there and he got pissed, you could see him up and he got there and said, what the fuck is this shit?
Like, bro, a man came in to United and nothing changed.
Brother, man said, when I was here, Fergie was here last time. Why go on?
Yeah.
Nothing changed.
The same chef.
The jacuzzi.
Bro, you're still there, bro. You ain't retired yet, bro. You know, I'm trying to say the same shit.
Oh, so when he was talking about better shit in my house than what's going on over here.
Oh, it's fucked, bro. United is a mess.
And I feel like I feel like the foundations are a bit shaky because everything changes so quickly. Mm. So I feel like, you know, a lot of the kids of now are screwed in the long term in terms of when things change. You know, it's kind of like, if you think of, for us, I will always say, because we were kind of the last generation, right? We managed to get certain skills before we ended up where we are now. You know, one of those ones where there's a certain foundation.
Yeah.
So a lot of the kids now, and you know what I mean? Again, I could be talking shit, but I feel like a lot of them now, there's no, it's like, you know, a house that's built on no foundation, where the house is looking, and you know what I mean? If nothing bad happens, the house will stand. The house will be fine. As long as, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you know what the problem is, though?
Basically, we were the old houses. These are new builds. Yeah, but you got pros and cons for both.
Yeah, exactly. Because people are unraveling our foundation and realizing some of the things that we've... Not us.
Yeah, some of the things, that we were okay with shaky as well.
It's now shaky.
100%. So but I'm just saying, it's the foundation ways. Of, like I'm saying, now, I just feel like a lot of the kids, you know, this whole, like I said, fast food thing, it's unsustainable. You know what I mean? True, it's kind true. Of like being that's in the true. .com era and stuff like that. Like, you know,
I mean,
look at the crypto. I'll give you an example. Do you remember the crypto thing? You know, lots of people made money and you had a lot of these kids, crypto millionaires and so on and so on. It went up and it went down. So for me, I feel like that was the one area. And when I say you don't hear nothing from that section.
No, they're still there, bro.
No. You have, like I said, you have.
You say you're eating, yeah? Come on, he stood up and dusted.
No, you have a.
Imagine Billy's got 2 weeks left.
You have a subset of people. You know what I mean? That will always stick to it. And I will give you. And I'll give you an example in terms of. Then you also have man like. Guarantee you, you might stop looking in your wallets because you might have thought that was done and whatever. It is what it is. There's a lot of people for them where...
Yeah, I should never got involved in the first place. To be
no, but, no, I'm just saying, like, for me, there's a lot of people that are in spaces where the shit will change, but they don't have any other skills.
No, but Keith, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They ain't got no backup, innit?
And that's my thing, where there's no foundation.
I hear what you're saying, but also what I am aware of is being the old nigga in the room. So what I don't like to do is, although the youngsters are doing the madness, whatever, sometimes it's like, but you lot are still doing your thing to a degree. Do you know what I'm saying? So there's some things, same way with our generation. I'm sure our parents must have looked at us and been like, what the fuck are these lot doing? What's Graham you're listening to? Like, they don't understand.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was our gen, do you know what I'm saying? Whereas the next gen now is like, that's why I try to be balanced. I try and look and be like, oh, you lot, it's a bit mad over there, whatever. But there's certain things that you lot are doing that are sick in terms of like the way that you lot are creating careers out of nothing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like whether it's just,
I don't know if I'm involved in that, but yeah.
No, of course you are.
You are.
Whether it's Twitch, whether it's YouTube, whatever it is you're doing, like the younger gen is sick. And I feel like maybe we need to look more at some of the positives.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that we're speaking of, the ones that have succeeded. There's a larger proportion of people that haven't.
Yeah, but that's
for me, I will give props.
So one second, Keith, but that's always been there. Even with our gens and the gens below. The people succeed are always less than the people that fell.
And also, you got to remember, I think the entry point to a lot of these things, like you said, someone can just come online and say, I'm 21, I'm a millionaire. And when you ask him how, he can't say how. He doesn't really say how. You have to buy this, you have to buy that. So the entry point, the entry point to what you think is a success is very, very, it's down there. So a lot of people think they're going to be successful overnight. And that's not the case.
And that's my thing.
Just
that's
ask
my
due
thing,
diligence
bro.
And ask questions.
But that's
no,
my
but no,
thing.
But it's always been the case.
But no, what I'm saying now is the barrier for entry is much lower now. So back in the day, like, you know, when you used to think of being a footballer, being whatever, a rapper, you know what I mean? We all wanted to be. So like you grow up, we all see whatever. But it was one of those things where for most people, it was just a dream. It's unattainable. It's one of those things you see and you do everything else. But now because the barrier of entry is, you know what I mean, is low. because everything is so accessible.
Not necessarily for football, though.
No, not for football. I mean, like, everything else. Okay. I feel like now you have...
No, but it's lower now, though.
You have a, mm-hmm. you have a higher number of people now aiming to do this. Football's... So now the number of failures is going to be higher as well, simply because now it's literally like...
Yeah, more
the,
people doing it.
Yeah, the yeah. doors are open hey, now. Cool. So there's more people
that
are... You know what I mean?
Like, I knew that was coming.
No, it's the fact. It's that's the reality,
yeah,
bro.
Podcast. Yeah, but even football, like, for example, like, growing up, I know we got to round up because I need to leave in a minute. In terms of football, back in the day, they wanted two strikers, two defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was 4-4-2 back in the day. We want our wingers to do this. We want our strikers to be strikers. Nowadays, football's changed, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, football's become a game of, let me get this youngster and
mold him into
mold
what I want.
Him and we can sell him for, like, mm-hmm. big bucks. Mm-hmm. So now they're actively going to schools and looking for youths. Back in the days, brother, I knew man who was sick. He'd play for the district. No football career, blood, because no one was coming to it. Yeah, I'm saying, but nowadays it's like clubs are actually looking. And also okay. as well, coaches are getting younger. There's more black coaches, so you might know someone. Who, I might not tell you this little brother. I'm like, yo, bring him to Chelsea. I
but there's also way more people doing it, though.
Yeah, there are. But,
so there's going to be more people failing.
Exactly, so it evens out. It evens out, realistically.
Fair enough.
Not everyone's going to make it. But the illusion is sold. And that's the problem.
Yeah, but you're, remember, making it is objective because remember, you might...
Anyone? No, I'm talking about the illusions. Going back to the video that he said, I'm 21 and I'm a millionaire. No one's going to question whether this Lambo is his. No one hasn't even seen
people
paperwork.
People just see a Lambo.
People just see a Lambo and say it's his.
Even in LA, I saw a video where the dude was like, how comes everyone in LA can afford...
always like they're all
an Aventador, I mean, not Aventador. What's that?
Urus.
Urus. And he's like, yeah, six man were chipping on a Urus, bro. So at the end of the day, like, so you have deep. It, you have it this day, I have it this day, so... I'm driving around why Instagram with a Urus.
You just need it for the one day to turn up to the chick's house.
But, yeah, but the, no, but the perception, if I turn up to a meeting with a Urus, you're signing whatever it is, bro. If I pick up a chick in a Urus, I'm beaten. Like, so they're looking at, like, within LA, the game is to look the part. And you will be the part.
Yeah, image over everything.
Same way, man, like, imagine we got one Rolex in here, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Dubai, let me grab it.
Yeah,
I'm going to Dubai next week, you grab it. Yeah, I'm going to Ray, let me grab it.
People don't
know it's a different role. I mean, the same Rolex, but all they know is, wow, you man, your team's strong.
I remember
still.
Girls actually don't know shit as well. That's where you clock. So you see why girls actually, when it comes to, like, materialism, girls can't tell who really has and who doesn't.
Yeah.
They actually can't tell.
Some
bro.
Can.
They, no, some
nah,
man, some
bro, I'm
some
telling you,
man
they can't
have,
tell.
Some men have got it finessed to 18.
Bro, I'm telling you, girls can't tell.
I think it depends on the girl. If it's a girl that's new to it, maybe
yeah,
not.
But majority of girls will be new to it.
Nah, but I'm telling you that no. You think you say that, but there's some girls if they're piff enough.
No, some girls can size you up.
But they're around.
Nah, but hear this though. If you go into a club, but if you go into a club,
the trainers don't
bro,
match their outfit, blood.
Different age group.
If you go into a club wearing a fake Rolly, bro, 90% of girls in that club won't be able to tell it's fake.
No, 100%. But I'm talking about afterwards in terms of initially cool.
Yeah, but if
you're trying to chop tonight.
Yeah,
when you go back to when you go back to the fake Rolex crib,
but all you got to do is go hotel. You know what I mean? Because think about it, it's got a fake kettle, true. Rental outside,
what, travel
hotel.
Lodge?
Bro, if you bro, literally, like, you know, he might
bro,
have a fake kettle on, but you
can't in the car, bro.
Premier Inn.
This is
fair. Premier Inn.
Well,
sounds like
bro,
stress.
Premier Inn and Rolex is mad.
Sounds stress.
Premier Inn and Rolex is crazy, bro. I lie, but that's gone, bro.
I was gonna say, I wanted to talk about Roundhouse. What happened with Roundhouse and stuff?
Roundhouse.
Yeah, my R&B.
The only
event.
Thing is, you got catch a train, innit?
Nah, I'm staying in London tonight.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nah, it's cool. We got to leave anyway. I'll talk about it another time.
Okay.
But
you can mention it briefly if you want.
Nah, it's not a brief one. I've got to go deep into it. But if you want to kind of gauge,
I was thinking the same thing, man.
if you want to kind of gauge what happened, go listen
crazy.
To Chucky's episode with Julie and Poet.
It's Roundhouse, one of your events that you
done. The R&B one, the one that Little Madness or alleged madness happened with logistics and stuff, but Chucky explains it, and I'm gonna go into depth with it. But
no, you're going crazy with them events, though.
We're trying, man. We're coming to your city this Sunday, or not this Sunday. This is
Sunday.
No,
oh,
but,
yeah. because
this is. I would have been.
Yeah. Now I think I went to the first time you came, Manny. Still, I was almost it was a year, not a year ago today, but like it was a year ago today, like a few weeks ago. I got a memory still. That was a good night. That was a good day.
So, yeah, I remember. What was the venue called again?
Yeah,
the area. I remember. With Josh in there.
Yeah, them man there.
Yeah.
Have you got a business? Or should I ask you that?
Oh, bro, you know what's mad? You know, like, the timing of that question is fucked, bro, because, bro, it's peak right now. Actually, so peak. I don't know how to describe it to you, but, bro, I wish I could say, yeah, like, I should, innit, but
Oh, on the rocks and that.
Nah, bro. Right house. Now, shall I be honest with you, man? Shall I just come clean and vent on the pod, bro? Right now, man's going for my first ever heart. It's peak.
Swear.
Footballer taker. It's peak. Rapper.
Nah. It's not. It's my fault, isn't it? Realistically, it's my fault. But yeah, man, it's peak still.
What did you do?
Bro, you know what's so fucked, you know, like, I didn't actually do anything, like, on that. But I didn't do, like, let me not say I didn't do anything, because she heard that she's going to get mad, in it. Like, I didn't, like, bro, I feel like I'm in jail for a crime I didn't do, innit? You know, like, my fingerprints were on the scene, but I didn't actually pull the trigger. I didn't conspiracy. Do anything, bro.
No, but conspiracy, you get a longer charge.
But how were your fingerprints at the scene if you weren't there?
Nah, I'm not saying I wasn't there, but I'm innocent, though. I'm actually innocent. Joint Enterprise. Like, my intentions are clean. Like,
oh, joint enterprise.
Is it joint enterprise? It's like, obviously, realistically, you know, like, you just found something that just looks like it's more than what it is, but it's actually not.
And it's hard to explain.
It's not that hard to explain.
She just don't believe you.
It's not that, no, it's not that though, she don't believe. It's not even that hard to explain, but the explanation just doesn't really save it, though. It's hard.
You know what's mad? Because it's so cryptic. I can't back it.
Bro, it's peak, bro. No, but I know I'm innocent, bro. I know I'm innocent, innit?
Oh, so hopefully you're listening
for that case.
Your boy Billy's innocent, man.
Let's hope I beat the case, though. It's peak.
Are you a relationship guy? Do you prefer being single with someone?
Nah, do I prefer? Obviously, I would have to say I prefer being a relationship, innit? But nah, bro, I've never been a relationship guy. Like, I've always had the intention to settle down and get married because religious purposes, innit? But
oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
you get me?
Yeah.
But realistically, before this year, bro, I wasn't on a relationship thing, bro. Like, you get me? I was just hair and everywhere, bro. I was not.
But isn't it harder?
Because
though?
Before this year, you were 12. What do you mean?
But ain't it harder for you, though, because with the more attention you're getting and the bigger you're becoming, your girl, that might be an issue with your girl as well, that she's like, you're around a bit more people or like,
yeah, I guess that's even kind of what's caused what's happening now, realistically.
I knew it, bro.
But if I've been honest, she's not fazed, isn't it? She was never fazed by that because, you get me, she's, but I don't know, man. Like, me personally, it was a thing where, like, at the time that man actually met her, yeah, it was like, things were just on the up spiral, innit? In every aspect, like career-wise, like financial-wise, and obviously girls-wise as well. Obviously, when the man met her, I just said, man, I have to calm down now, innit? Because realistically, you know what it is, bro? Like, man, even though I'm a man, bro, you also have a conscience as well, bro. You realize that hurting someone has actually had the right intention.
It's not cool.
You get what I'm trying to say? It's not nice, bro. Man's not a bad person, so that's why I just told myself to calm down. That's the worst thing, bro. You know when you're actually innocent, bro? You're still gonna go to jail for something you didn't do.
That's the worst one. When you've done something and you get caught, you understand.
Get me, but
I didn't do it, please believe me.
R. Kelly.
You move like Tory Lanez right now. Oh, you know what I mean?
R. Kelly?
I thought that's what you meant still.
Oh,
but
no,
yeah,
wrong criminal. You don't need the wrong. Not that flavor of deviant.
It's peak, man.
Yeah, now I hear you. Hopefully, you bust the case. You know what I mean? Hopefully, you beat the charges.
I had to get it off my chest.
You know what I mean? Hope you have great legal representation. You know what I mean? Because
you feel good now, yeah?
Yeah, I actually feel a lot better still. I have to get it off my chest, bro.
Come on.
And there's a defense for every offense. 100%. Give him a shout, bro. You know what I mean? Have him speak to your missus.
When you get a missus.
Huh?
When are you gonna marry, bro?
What the hell?
I'm working on it. Told the man I'm trying.
I'm not gonna lie, this is not even a disrespect thing.
I don't really care.
Like, I don't even mean to be offensive, yeah, but bro, that's actually one of my biggest fears, you know.
What?
I don't want to get to a certain age to be lonely.
What age is it?
So like, I don't know. I don't have a number in my head, but I just know.
Who said they're lonely?
No, but you know what I mean, bro. You get me? I don't want to like be at a certain age and like be coming home from work and like not having someone that's like that I love and that loves me, bro.
I
don't see a future without love, me personally.
Good luck.
That's beautiful, you know.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I don't see a future without love.
But you know, the maddest thing is, not in a condescending way, but I can tell you're young still because sometimes life will slap you in your head, bro. Because it's not that simple, bro. Sometimes you just think, hold on, wait, where's it? Sometimes you can meet the right person at the wrong time. That's probably what happened with me. Sometimes you can meet the wrong person at the right time.
Sometimes you can tweet that everyone's making 100K and everyone's making 100K.
That's happened with me, innit? Right person, wrong time, still.
I think I'll tell you that, man. But yeah, we out.
But love, where can they find your socials?
Billy the Goat UK everywhere, still. Billy the Goat UK, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitch.
YouTube, everywhere, literally, man. Literally.
You got anything coming out?
Yeah,
or,
I got actually,
or there's anything that people should
it's actually
be aware
an exclusive
of.
Store. I actually got a show on Channel 4 coming still.
Oh, dope.
Should be dropping before the end of this year still. So yeah,
could you say what it's about or nah?
Yeah, I can say what it's about.
Is it Channel 4 or Channel 4.0?
4.0.
Because I've noticed they've been doing a...
Yeah, so like the YouTube version in there, but I just say Channel 4 because it sounds
yeah,
better.
Yeah, but it's Channel 4.
Marvin is like... Billy's like, yo, come on, Marvin.
No. The reason why I said it because...
Because I don't do it.
No, the reason why I've said it because I've seen the stuff with Harry on there.
Yeah.
And then I've seen Harry and Chunks. I mean, Harry and Philly. When they do the skits.
They're basically trying to bring TV to YouTube, innit?
Yeah,
so I've got I won't call it a documentary, it's like a mockumentary, but like it's comedy mixed with documentary coming soon. So.
That'll be hard. Yeah, look forward to that still, but yeah, look out for that. Love, bro.
Love. Boom.
Yeah, the
Oh, yeah?
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.